In late December of 1620, the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock and quickly established their own colony. They were fleeing religious persecution in their native England. While not the first English settlement in North America, it was the first English settlement that was formed not for monetary gains. After the first Thanksgiving with the local Native American tribes, relations between the two groups quickly soured. The local tribes were fed up of losing land and being treated unjustly by the English colonists. They wanted the English out of America for good, and within the next 60 years, two major wars would break out in Plymouth. These settlers looked to start anew and create a better society free from the cruel treatment they faced in England. But in doing so, they established a society filled with intolerance not only to Native Americans and slaves, but also extreme xenophobia towards most non-Protestant English immigrants through the American nativist movement that began to take a strong hold in the mid-19th century, creating one of America's great paradoxes. Throughout the 17th and 18th centuries, no more than 1 million immigrants had entered America. This would all change by the mid-19th century with the great influx of Irish and German immigration. In 1820, there were only 8,385 immigrants who had entered the country. This would nearly triple to 23,000 immigrants by 1830. By 1840, the amount of immigrants entering America had nearly quadrupled to 84,000. And by 1850, it would increase by fivefold to nearly 370,000 immigrants. The amount of immigrants would peak at more than 422,000 by 1860. Almost half of the immigrants from 1820 to 1860 were Irish, while Germans comprised about two-fifths, and British and other European immigrants made up the rest. The civil unrest throughout Europe was the cause of this large immigration to America. Ireland suffered through the Great Potato Famine of the 1840s and 1850s, while Germany was plagued by disunity among its states. The American answer towards the German and Irish immigration was the nativist movement that began to grow during the 1840s. The nativists were highly opposed to immigration as well as being anti-Catholic. There were several nativist groups, ironically one being called the Native American Party. They despised the Germans for their complete opposite cultural differences. For them, the Germans drank too much and did not speak English, but rather their native tongue too often. The Irish despised even more, commonly referred to as Negroes turned inside out. The English and Irish have had a bad history, going back hundreds of years, and most nativists, being of English descent, naturally held deep resentment towards them. The movement would soon wane, and by 1860, the nativist parties would be torn apart by the quickly emerging issue of slavery. The nativist movement may have died in 1860, but its main ideology of anti-immigration has been very present in America's history and continues to this day. In 1882, the Chinese Exclusion Act was passed by Congress, banning all Chinese immigration into America. Other similar acts were set in place for the Japanese, and later quotas would be set to limit the number of European immigrants, as greater numbers of people would continue to come, especially those from Italy and Eastern Europe. Xenophobism would be directed towards these immigrants from Americans of Irish, German, French, and English descent alike, who only a generation or two before were feeling the nationalistic prejudice from other Native Americans. This cycle continues still onward into the present day, as white America directs its xenophobia towards Hispanic immigrants. In 2010, Arizona passed a law that required police to determine if people were illegal immigrants, or in other words, what was racial profiling of Hispanics. Those who really have the right to complain about immigration are the true Native Americans, who have lived on the North American continent for thousands of years and were almost completely wiped out by the greedy European conquest for land and wealth. It's amazing how people tend to forget that just a few generations ago, their very own lineages were being derided for not being native-born by those, ironically enough, were descendants of immigrants themselves. America is a country that is built on immigration. It is a big melting pot of diversity, and it's important to realize that if you are an American, whether you be of African, Irish, English, German, French, Polish, Italian descent, or most likely a combination of any of these, that we are all one and the same with certain unalienable rights upheld by the Constitution. Unfortunately, these rights can be tossed out the window and forgotten in today's society.